An important part of every community is education. This is Lisa Berry, and as we look back at 2018 and look ahead to the year in front of us, we decided to check in with Ann Arbor School Superintendent Dr. Janice Swift. Welcome.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm good. Can you believe that 2018 is almost over and we're moving into a new year?
Just amazing how quickly the time goes.
Well, how would you sum up 2018 as far as the Ann Arbor Public School District is concerned?
Well, you know, 2018, at least, it's just been a tremendous year for the district. Back in the summer, winning the Michigan Supreme Court case and ensuring that that not only Ann Arbor Public Schools students, but also all Michigan students, that those local boards of education will have the opportunity and the responsibility to make decisions around safe schools. You know, it's just a great year. We had great art and we had many teacher awards. You know, we just have amazing teachers. And just last week, the state superintendent, Sheila Alice, was in town and we were at Ann Arbor Open to see Chad Downs receive the Milken Award. It's the Oscars of teaching. And so what an exciting time in the Ann Arbor Public Schools.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe, was this your fifth year in a row for increased enrollment for Ann Arbor Public Schools?
It is. This was our fifth year in a row to increase our enrollment. And Lisa, the compelling part of that is that more and more students from within the Ann Arbor Public Schools boundaries are choosing Ann Arbor Public Schools. So just an exciting time to see that number continue to rise.
I believe you were the only school in Washtenaw County, traditional school, to grow this fall.
We were, and really among very few in the state. Student enrollment overall is declining, and so we're very excited and very proud that fundamental metric of where parents choose to have their children educated. I mean, what more important question in a family is there than that?
What is the Ann Arbor Public School difference that you are being so successful at this?
Yeah, we're very excited and we appreciate the support of our parents and our Ann Arbor community.
I know a lot of effort was put into making sure students had safe drinking water this year. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, Lisa, we were very proud to have worked through a process on each of our 32 schools. So we are actually testing every single drinking water location in the district. We have tested for water quality since the spring of 2016. And yet this year we really raised our level of work in that area, testing every single drinking water location. And we also lowered the level at which we take action. So, you know, the 15 parts per billion is the EPA standard. And this year we ratcheted that down to the 5 parts per billion that's recommended by pediatricians. And so we're in the process of completing that testing now. We'll have our big annual report coming up the end of January, 1st of February on that.
How do you think the needs of students are changing as we enter 2019?
Well, you know, schools, Lisa, are the microcosm of the macro. And as our country struggles, with differences of opinion, with conflict, with racial concerns, with just a variety of just tensions, we see that coming into the school. And so we're working ever more vigilantly to ensure the mental and physical well-being of our students because, you know, no one can learn unless they're feeling healthy and well in school. And so that is a real focus for us across the district. We're really proud of partnerships with U of M Mental Health and with Washtenaw County Health and with so many of our area agencies who are partnering with us to support the social-emotional health and physical well-being of each and every one of our students.
We have a new governor coming into office January 1st. Do you think that will have an impact on your Ann Arbor Public School District?
Well, you know, Lisa, we're so delighted with Governor Whitmer's education platform, and we want to support her and ensure that she's hearing the stories of success coming out of our public schools. And I know that she believes in the value of public schools. And so we're delighted to have this partnership and to move into 2019 doing the good work for children. We know one of the fundamental indicators of a successful community or state is how well our children are doing. And so we've got work to do there.
I know school safety, making sure that students felt secure in the school building, has been a big issue. Do you feel like that's calmed down a little bit, or are you pretty vigilant about that still?
We feel like that is an ever hot issue. It's an ever high level concern. It's just ensuring the ongoing safety and well-being in every classroom and in every school. And Lisa, we were delighted to win almost $1 million in Michigan State Police grant money just recently, so that we'll be able to do even more to secure our classrooms and make sure that our schools are safe. And you know, it is about making sure that the physical property is safe, but it's also about giving our students, our staff, and our parents just that sense of well-being, as a kind of a sense of relief that we're continuing to do everything we can to keep the physical environment safe at school.
I don't think I had heard about that. So the Ann Arbor, your district alone got $1 million to enhance?
We did. It was about 950-some thousand. We just got that from Michigan State Police. It was the second highest award given among districts in the state of Michigan. And so we're just very excited, and we're going to use that, Lisa, beginning in 2019 with improving our PA systems in every single school. And we're going to be using some crisis management software that we had not previously had that will enhance our teachers' ability to be communicating directly from their classroom or from an evacuated location. So I'd love to talk to you more about that. It's just great, great news
for us
in the district.
That's big news. Well, it sounds like things are going very, very well then for the Ann Arbor Public School District.
Yeah, we're very, very excited and very grateful. Lisa, we just never take for granted the support of our community and of our staff, and we just appreciate it. It's been a good year and a challenging year, and we're looking forward to getting into 2019 and seeing what the coming year holds, and always holding that value of taking good care of each and every one of our more than 18,000 students in the Ann Arbor Public Schools.
Ann Arbor School Superintendent Dr. Janice Swift, thank you for sharing some of your time with our 89.1 WEMU listeners and keeping us updated on what's happening in your school district. Happy holidays and a happy new year to you.
Thank you, Lisa. Happy holidays and happy new year.